Blog Talk Radio.
I have it directly from the lips of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to me. He said, "Brother, they have laid many traps for you." He said, "You will trip them up, but you will never get caught in one of them." He said to me, "There are two of us backing you up, brother, Allah and myself." And I have it further from his mouth that the wicked kill their last messenger or prophet of God when they kill Prophet Jesus, but they will not put that small time stuff over on us today. And if you doubt that I'm from God and God is with me and in me, then I say to the government of America, lose no stone. Do everything you can to destroy me, and watch my God Allah destroy you and all of my enemies. For those of you who thought you would come out here to see a weak, fragile, decrepit Farrakhan, I want you to look again. I'm here, and I'm strong, and I will look down on all of my enemies, for he promised me that sit thou at my right hand while I make all your enemies your footstool.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came to us in the person of Master Farah Muhammad. I bear witness also that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the servant apostle, the exalted Christ, and sits on the right-hand side of God. I also bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is indeed a divine reminder, that voice in our midst bringing us to reason. In their three names, I greet you. With the greeting words of peace, we say it in the Arabic language of Assalamu Alaikum. 4/17/2012, this is No Covers, 858-947-6607. Press 1 to talk to the host. The chat room is now open. Greetings, gentlemen. I greet you here on the bank of the James River in the year of our Lord, 1712. First, I shall thank you, the gentlemen of the colony of Virginia, for bringing me here. I'm here to help you solve your problem with slaves. Your invitation reached me on my modest plantation in the West Indies, where I have experimented with some of the newest and still oldest methods of controlling slaves. Ancient Rome would envy us if my program is implemented. As our boat sails south on the James River, named for our illustrious king whose version of the Bible we cherish, I saw enough to know that your problem is not unique. While Rome used cords of wood as crosses for standing human bodies along its highways in great numbers, you are here using the tree and the rope on occasions. I caught a whiff of a dead slave hanging from a tree a couple miles back. You're not only losing valuable stock by hangings, you are having uprisings. Slaves are running away. Your crops are sometimes left in the field too long for maximum profit. You suffer occasional fires. Your animals are killed. Gentlemen, you know what your problems are. I do not need to elaborate. I'm not here to enumerate your problems. I'm here to introduce you with a method of solving them. In my bag here, I have a foolproof method of controlling your black slaves. I guarantee every one of you that if installed correctly, it will control the slaves for at least 300 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family, your overseer can use it. I have outlined a number of differences among the slaves, and I take these differences and make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for controlling purposes. These methods have worked on my modest plantation in the West Indies and will work throughout the South. Take this simple little list of differences and think about them. On the top of my list is age, but not is there only because it starts with an A. The second is color or shade. There is intelligence, size, sex, sizes of plantation, status on plantation, attitude of owners, whether the slave lives in the valley, on a hill, east, west, north, south, have fine hair, coarse hair, or is tall or short. Now that you have the list of differences, I should give you an outline of action. But before that, I shall assure you that distrust is stronger than trust and envy stronger than adulation, respect, or admiration. The black slaves, after receiving this indoctrination, shall carry on and will become self-refueling and self-generating for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Don't forget, you must pitch the old black male versus the young black male, and the young black male against the old black male. You must use dark-skinned slaves versus light-skinned slaves, and the light-skinned slaves versus the dark-skinned slaves. You must use the female versus the male and the male versus the female. You must also have the white servants and overseers who distrust all blacks. But it is necessary that your slaves trust and depend on us. They must love and respect and trust only us. Gentlemen, these kits are your keys to control. Use them. Have your wives and children use them. Never miss an opportunity. If used intensely for 1 year, the slaves themselves will remain perpetually distrustful. Thank you, gentlemen. Let us make a slave. Allah said, let us make man, and Willie Lynch made a slave. And here we are since 1555. We're in the year of 2012, and America is still in the slave-making business. I brought that letter back out this morning because sometimes we need to have a refresher course of why we're here and what we do. This is No Colors Blog Talk Radio. We are here as representatives. We'd like to thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and our local representatives, Minister Tyrone Muhammad, for letting us come through these airways every morning and share with you the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and information on our local study group here in Wilmington, North Carolina. Coming back to that letter, I want to read something from this week's final call, Slavery in Alabama and Mississippi, and the messenger opened, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad opened this way, the white man's trick knowledge is always being trumpeted to the world that they are peace lovers, as though they want all people, as they falsely claim, to be free and live in peace, while they are sitting on and crushing between nearly 20 to 30 million black people in America, who were their servitude slaves for 100 years ago. Now for 100 years, the slave master's children falsely claim that we are free and that they are trying to treat us as free people. And now added to that, they have a president of the United States who looks like us, who's carrying on their method. I'd like to bring in this morning our co-host, Brother Roscoe, the other X-Man half of our program. Hi, Salaam Alaikum, brother.
Thank you, Salaam.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I just want to keep sharing with the public this morning some things that I have laid out. We are in day 52 of Trayvon Martin situation. We want to keep up on that. Two things I want to share this morning that I need to share. Something was said. We were out yesterday, and brother was out with us.
Yes, sir.
So you can chime in on this morning. We were out with our people last night in the community,
right.
And as I sat there, I had to go reflect. When I got home this morning, I went back and pulled out the Willie Lynch letter, and I read that this morning because I saw last night, a brother said something that I don't know if you caught it. He said he'd been there for 30 years.
Right, right.
You catch that?
Yes, sir. I think he said like 37, 38 or something like that.
30 years.
He was specific. Yes, sir.
He was specific. Here you are sitting on a milk crate.
Right.
With a 12-pack, 24-pack. Of 12-pack or 24-pack of Milwaukee Best. And you are living it.
Right.
I wanted, my heart wanted to just scoop brother up, man.
Yes,
and
sir.
Just open his mouth. And if we had a bottle of Coit in, you know, to fix it. You remember Can't Get Right?
Yes, sir.
It was that moment of if I could just get, can't get right to get right.
Right, right.
And it was so sad because you could tell as we talked to brother, beyond the alcohol, brother was intelligent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, he had the mindset. You could tell brother had an intelligent atmosphere about him. But the 30-something years, and so I went to the Messenger's article on slavery in Mississippi, and I was reading that. The next paragraph, he said, these people grow up there. In four paragraphs down in this article, he said, these people grow up there. They died there on the plantation. Some of them never know civilization. They are satisfied because they know no other life but the slave life and their fathers and grandfathers have been living under. We hear this kind of slavery goes on not only in Greene County, Alabama, but in other states such as Mississippi and Georgia. Now, the Messenger was talking about a postmodern slavery in the South.
Right.
But I saw last night, that's what the housing complexes of America has become.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Postmodern slavery plantations where people lived there and died there for some 30 years, never knowing what civilization is.
Yes, sir.
Brother didn't even, he had no clue of what.
Right.
Civilization, a life, what is, and that is what's so beautiful about the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because it makes us have the desire to go there and reach our people where they're at to try to bring them up out of that condition.
You're right. Inshallah, maybe you poured something in his head when you were speaking to him last night, so inshallah, maybe something stuck that would, you know, cause him to become uncomfortable and get agitated. So now he's going to have to, you know, try to come up out of that condition because you dropped something on him last night.
Yes, sir. I'm hoping I can ride back through there today to try to find him. Find one.
Yes, sir.
You can get one brother posted up in every community. But, you know, maybe that's what it's going to take. But the condition of our people, man, it pains. You know, I know what the minister goes through. And, you know, I can just imagine the Honorable Elijah Muhammad going through Detroit in the 30s, man, and seeing the condition because, I mean, it had to have been way worse then.
Right.
But to see brothers' condition, the brothers' condition last night, where they're at and where they really want a comfortable being.
Right.
Oh, man. Comfortable. Go ahead.
The one brother we talked to after we left him, he was telling me that he want to come out, but he was like, when I come out, man, I got to be totally straight. I'm going to be 100% when I do come. So I think that's what a lot of brothers be trying to wait until they want to stop their bad habits before they come. I mean, well, just come out as you are, you know. If you hear the word, maybe that'll help you stop your bad habits quicker.
Yes, sir.
No.
Well, see, that tied in, when you just said that, brother, that tied in right to where I was going with the Willie Lynch letter.
Yes, okay? Sir.
And where I was going this morning with the Willie Lynch letter. Now, watch this. What you just said, they want to come, they don't want to come as they are.
Right.
They want to wait until they change their behaviors to come. Now, somebody
yes,
has put that in their head that
right,
they are not welcome as they are today.
Yes, sir.
Somebody has put in their head that our people are not welcome in the condition that they are. They have to change their condition before they come. And this is nothing new. In
right,
biblical times, back in Jesus' day, there were Sadducees and Pharisees.
Right.
And they used to control the condition of the people prior to coming to the temple. So if the people weren't in a certain condition, they wouldn't allow them into the temple because they couldn't benefit from them being in the temple.
Right.
So if they came from a low standard, they knew that the ram that they had to offer was a low-class ram. Or maybe didn't have a ram or a lamb at all to offer as a sacrifice. So therefore, based on them not being able to physically bring a lamb sacrifice to the altar, the Sadducees and the Pharisees used to sit at the door and hold the people from coming to the Word of God. I'm going somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Last night as we was riding, because this thing has bothered me all day. I've heard it before, and I've said I wasn't going to ever say anything about it, but it's bothered me all night long.
Right.
As we were riding, we heard it said that brothers in bow ties are headed to the street or going into the communities talking to the gangbangers considered lowlife.
Right.
But that's not our cup of tea.
Yes.
That's their thing.
Right, and that's sad. That's sad.
That's the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
Right.
See, what you're doing is you're saying, what kind of person do you want to come over to your church?
Exactly. The
ones
who got money
that
have
able to provide you that ram or that lamb that can give you that right offering to your church. So you put the condition on the people that they first have to change who they are before they're welcome to the house of God. Because they're not going to benefit you when they come to the house of God. So you put out there to your congregation that the type of people that the brothers go off after with the bow ties, that's the kind of people that's their kind of people. As if the Nation of Islam is only filled with kind of people that's uneducated, don't have quality services to offer. That's not language. That's not your cup of tea. And I wouldn't repeat it unless I've heard it said before.
Yes, sir. So you heard it more than once.
I've heard it more than once from several pastors in this town. Not just one, not just that one. But I've heard it from several pastors that, okay, brother, y'all do a good job because that's y'all cup of tea.
Right.
See, that's the Sadducees and Pharisees attitude. That's why brother last night gave you the comment that I got to get right first.
Right.
Because he's thinking that's the kind of people I can't go over there to that church because I don't have the proper outfit. Or I can't go to that church because I'm still going to be contaminated with my things that I have because that attitude has been laid among our people.
You're right.
See, it's the same Willie Lynch syndrome.
Right.
Good church versus bad church. Good religion versus bad religion. Last time I checked, there was one God.
Exactly.
One faith
one
and
Lord.
One baptism. Last time I checked.
That's right.
You know. Divide and conquer syndrome.
Yes, sir.
It's just an extended itself into theology now.
That's right. Extended. And Jesus said, come as you are. So where did they get that from?
That's what the best, because come as you are, don't keep my Mercedes paid for. Come as you are, don't keep my house paid for in Porter's Neck.
Yes, sir.
These cats don't live. These cats don't live among the people.
Right.
Come as you are, don't make sure my child don't have to go to public school and sit over here with the public school system where the children are dropping out at a high rate.
Right, not paying attention in classroom, just going to act a fool because it's not interesting to them.
Right. See, I can come as you are don't allow me to do that. When I get the person that comes from the with the good lamb or the good ram,
right.
You see, that's what the Sadducees and the Pharisees did. They was letting the people to the temple who had the good ram, and they could come to the temple and go in because they had a good quality stock. See, that's GE, that's Corning.
Yes, sir.
They're working with good paychecks.
Right.
Those are the kind of people they want in their fellowship. The kind of working that have the long bread.
Right,
because that
right.
enables me so that my child now can go over here to a school that has a doctor come in for show and tell or a lawyer come in show and tell because they go to school at Cottington and Heidelberg, you know, out that way. Because I live out
yeah.
that way.
And you know what, now that you said that, brother, it reminded me when I was in college, man. This was like in the 2000s, early 2000s. I heard somebody was telling me how Fred Price do a background check before he allowed new members in his church.
Did you? But see, our people know that.
Right.
Did you see last night when we started laying that on them?
Yes, sir.
How the circle came and it got quiet?
Right, right. It was attendance.
We made the statement that Tefro Dollar wouldn't dare on national TV
right.
say Jesus is a black man.
Yes, sir.
They'll pull his license. Everybody got
that's
it.
Right.
T.D. Jakes
right.
wouldn't dare say Jesus is a black man.
That's right.
Everything got quiet. Because now, see, that one, just right there. Oh, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is so wise.
Yes, sir, he is.
That right there. See, here's why they won't say it. And for years, I didn't understand why. Okay, that's something. I mean, white folks say Jesus was black.
Right.
See, white folks say it in certain circles.
Yes, sir.
They historically, if you go to college, historically, the professors in the religious department, I've heard them say it.
Right.
However, the black church won't say it. They won't take that twice down. And most of them won't. Here's why. Because guess what? You said he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
See, we didn't talk about a dead Christ. We talking
right.
about a Christ that's alive and well sitting on the right-hand side of God.
That's right.
So when you start saying he's a black man that's alive and well and sitting on the right-hand side of God, you go right back and condemn yourself for talking about those brothers and sisters with bow ties on. Or the brothers
that's
with
true.
The bow ties, at least. The sisters with the headpieces.
Right. right, right.
See, when you say that Jesus is a black man, and he's alive and well, and he's sitting on the right-hand side of God, now you condemn yourself to your congregation because you just talked about the brothers and the sisters with the bow ties who believe that
mm-hmm.
Jesus is alive and well and sitting
we're
on
going.
The right-hand side of God and is a black man.
Right, and we go into the highways and byways just like he instructed.
Yes, sir. Not going out here you know what? Y'all ain't after the doctors and the lawyers, and we gonna get them by default.
Right.
We get them by default.
Yes, sir.
Because eventually that kind of teaching runs out for them anyway.
Right.
We end up getting them by default. Eventually, they'll come on anyway because when they really want to do something, they're going to come.
Yes, sir.
Minister Keith, you hear the minister keeps calling out, what's the brother from BET? He used to run BET.
Oh, Johnson.
Bob Johnson. You hear him keep calling him? He's calling him.
Yes, sir.
He's calling him. He's calling him out. He's not calling him out like laying him on the carpet.
Right.
But he's calling him out to say, come on, bro.
That's right.
All that other stuff you tried, look at it. I mean, you had the largest control network there is.
You sure did.
People, let me drop this. We don't understand. People just think Bob Johnson just sold BET.
Right.
There's a reason why the minister calling him out and telling him because he knows his heart. Bob
right.
Johnson had BET as one of the top shows.
Yeah, it was.
Minister Farrakhan has been represented on BET during those days.
Yes, sir.
Bev was up there. A Tavis Smiley is a product of BET. When I say
yes,
product,
sir,
it's because he studied under the tutelage of BET. With reporters.
Right.
Black reporters starts being first seen on BET.
That's true.
So now, what happened with BET, when BET, when I go over check the records, I'm not saying anything that's not there, just go Google Viacom.
Right.
When Viacom brought out BET, the moment it brought out, Donnie Simpson was removed and a lot of other folks were removed because the format changed.
Exactly.
And when
that's
the
true.
Format changed, Viacom forced BET because they brought them out. Forced them to go to a, what's the word I'm looking for, a program
mm-hmm.
of content that was not what Bob Johnson wanted.
Right, you're right.
See, his original idea had been sold out. When he sold Viacom, he figured, you have to remember, when Bob Johnson sold it to Viacom, he was trying to buy U.S. Air.
Right.
So he sold Viacom in order to buy U.S. Air, but he did not know that Viacom was going to destroy the content of BET. He was hoping
okay.
that I could sell it to Viacom, get me enough leverage, and go over here and buy U.S. Air, but he got too big for his britches.
Right.
And the white man came in and said, no, sir, Negro, nigga.
right.
You're not buying no, you. We're not going to let you buy an airline. Is you crazy?
Right.
We'll let you sell NWA to your people, but we damn sure ain't going to let you fly them. You mean to tell me we're going to let you, a black man in America, own an airline?
Right. But you can own an NBA team.
You can own that. You can own sport and play. Oh, y'all can run all up and down and dunk a ball, jump it in the hole. You can do it. Matter of fact, you can dance and play and do all that jiggle, shake it, drop it like it's hot all day. We don't care about that.
Right.
But you think I'm gonna make you let you? Oh, you think you didn't got that big that I'm gonna let you own some real money in this country? Is you crazy?
Right.
And so Bob Johnson came into a wall of reality.
Yes,
he had gave up his dream, which was BET, to leverage
right.
to get money, so he thought he could do more for our people. And he hit a wall of reality, and that's why the minister is easily calling him to say, "Bro, I understand."
Mm-hmm.
You, like our president, thought you could change white America.
Right.
You, like Barack Obama, thought this slave master actually was going to change. And Bob Johnson is sitting there now recognizing it's not going to change.
Yes,
he was not allowed. He tried to buy U.S. Air, and they said, no way. We're going to let you buy
right.
U.S. Air. And so when you hear the minister call, it's that, come on, Bob.
Right.
Come on home to your people.
Exactly. Come on home.
Because this Woody Lynch syndrome is still here.
Yes,
and when the brother,
is.
when I heard that, because I've heard it before, the brothers with the bow ties going into the neighborhood, but that's they cup. That's not our cup of tea. That's not your cup of tea.
And you a pastor, and
that's not your cup of tea.
And
you're telling your congregation that because your congregation is coming back asking you, who are these X-Men?
Right.
Coming into
right.
highways and byways at nighttime, who are not
at
afraid
nighttime.
Of the brothers on the block, who's not afraid to come up and shake their hand and give them a hug, and their little sons are walking around following them from door to door. Who are these X-Men?
Right.
That's what your congregation asks. So now you got to give an excuse.
Yes, sir.
You got to stand before your congregation and say, don't be afraid of the brother with the supreme powers. Don't be afraid
right.
of their mutations. Don't
yes,
don't
sir.
Let them don't let them attract you, because that's just not
right.
our cup of tea.
Right, but it's
yeah,
supposed
that,
to be your cup of tea.
Man, was Jesus
and that's,
cup of tea?
Exactly, and the beautiful thing is, brother, like you just said, we out there at nighttime in the projects where the trouble happened at, when the sun goes down.
And I get
we out there in
bow ties. I'm going online right after this because I repeated it because I've heard it before. But I'm
yes,
going
sir.
To get the tape because I want our student minister to hear the tape. I heard it was taped.
Yes, sir. Oh,
so
yeah,
I want the tape of it.
Right. Right.
It's you gonna and it's just out there.
And you know what, brother? Even if that's not your cup of tea to go out into the community, still you can support us in another way, you know, and help come together with us and help us do what we're trying to do, because you know the agenda that we're trying to do. So help us set up some businesses for our people. You got the money.
No, you
got
remember how I started this. You remember how this conversation? The Sadducees and the Pharisees.
The Sadducees and the Pharisees.
I remember how I started this conversation. Sadducees, remember the people, the Sadducees and the Sadducees, they looked at the lamb. They looked at the ram. When the person was coming up to the temple door, they looked at what they had in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And if the lamb is in their hand, they let them pass over and go into the temple. If they didn't have the proper gift, they were held back.
Right.
The Sadducees never said, "Oh, let me go out here in the back and get you a lamb so you can go make your proper offer." Here you got the man coming. You got to remember, before they got to the temple door, that's where when Jesus walked up. That's why he went in and turned over the money changers. All the beggars were sitting in front of the door.
Yes, sir.
Those were the people he was healing on his way to the temple. He'd walk into the temple seeing all the poor people sitting there suffering, and he's trying to get to the temple door. The Sadducees and Sadducees holding the door. They never for once said, "Let me go over here to the beggars. Let me go over here to the poor of my people and raise them up."
That's true.
They was interested in what was going to keep their purse strings fat. So Jesus went in and tore them all up. And that's why the minister is making these college tours.
Right.
And giving them a way out. Because the day going to come, he says, it's going to come a day when our people are going to leave you. And those brothers last night, that's what we saw. Brother Matoi, he said he ready to get. No, we're going to go back to him and tell him, "Brother, you ain't got to get ready. Come on now, as you are. We pick you up."
Yes, sir.
And if you ain't got a pair of jeans, we go to the store and get you a pair of something to put on.
Right. You
that's
know
the kind of love these jokers don't have for our people. But then when their people ask them, "Why we ain't got that kind of love?" Or, "That ain't our type. That's not our. That's their thing." As if that's all the Nation of Islam represents.
Right.
We got lawyers. We got doctors. We got a nation, man.
Yeah, we sure do. That's right. That's why it's called a nation. Another thing that stood out to me, Brother Dawood, was how the compliments. Oh, man, y'all doing a good job, man. I appreciate y'all. I heard that. I've been hearing that ever since we've been going out.
Yes, sir.
People have been saying that. Even when we be on the corner with the newspaper, the older sisters just say that to me while they're getting the paper from me. I mean, that make you feel good, man. It's like gas for your vehicle.
Yes, sir. Our people love us because they know we love them.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we have to keep. We have to keep it on the airwaves that we love our people, and we
that's
have
right.
to keep bringing it to them that we love them, because most of our people have never even heard that in their whole life, and they never had nobody tell them, "Man, I love you, man.
Yes,
ain't nothing funny
right.
here. Man, black man, I love you."
That's right.
I remember the early days when I came in, when Brother Sharif, that he always, FYK, he always make us say, "Brother, I love you, man."
Yes, sir.
Go home and tell your pop, tell him I love you. That word love.
Right.
And remember, our local minister told us, he said, what was it going to take? Love.
Love, right.
He told us the other week, he said, "What is it going to take?" He said, "Love is what's going to get our people."
That's right.
And bring them is that love, and that's what's going to make the change. So as I read this, as we opened this morning with this Willie Lynch, man, this letter,
right.
that's what's happening. It's still there. We have to destroy that. You know,
that's
we got to love the light skin just as much as we love the dark skin.
That's right.
The small just as much as we love the big. The wealthy just as much as we love the poor. The poor just as much as we love the wealthy. I mean, we got to love our people with talents because all our people have some talents.
You're right.
Everybody got a talent that they can share. Everybody got a gift. We gotta break this. We gotta bust this thing up, man. Because this is what's killing our people. And I see it being passed on to our children.
Right.
In the school system, I watch children it being passed on who they associate with and who they gonna hang with.
Yes, right.
They get a few white friends and think they made it.
Right.
I don't hang with them.
Yes, sir.
Change them.
Right. And you know what, brother? I know there's like a lot of the black people who date white men or white women. I go and ask them, like the white person, white people that hang out, like, do they date black people? No, they don't. So, like, you trying to fit the criteria to be a friend to them, but they don't do what you do. They don't date black people, but you date white people just to get in that circle. I mean, come on, think about that.
And you said something to me when you first came, when you first got here. You said something to me that was still clinging my head. You mentioned the amount of white white-black relationships.
Yes,
this black, the white male with this white female. And when you said it, right, I didn't pay attention to it. But as you said it, now I've been noticing it more and more. Because like somebody,
yes,
you get,
sir,
a new car, then everybody, you see a,
right,
car like that car, and you don't,
yes,
notice,
sir,
that car until you get. But it's the same thing when you pointed it out. I said, man, this brother, I hadn't even noticed it.
Yes, sir.
To the point that we're on the corner. This is what bothers me. I got to call it out because it's out there and we got to put it out there. You know what I'm going to say, right? I know you know,
yes,
what I'm going to say. We on the corner.
Yes, sir.
And this is ridiculous. And for you all brothers that might be listening and that's on our chat room, I'm talking specifically to you if you're in this situation. Don't ever,
yes,
let this,
sir,
happen again. Because next time I may drag you out the car. We on the corner with the Final Call newspaper.
Right.
And here you come. Pull up to the stoplight. You look at us. And over on the steering wheel side is this white female. I'm going to say white female because I'm on the air.
Right.
You slouch further down in the seat. Look back over us as if you can't see us.
Right.
Then she looks at you.
Exactly.
As if to say, what you going to do?
Right.
She see the paper and then looks at you again like, ain't that your people?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to come a day when we snatch your on air. There's going to come a day when you get up out of that car.
That's right.
Embarrassing yourself like that and embarrassing our people like that. And she looking,
yeah,
at you asking you, are you going to buy this paper or not?
Exactly. Man. That's the sad part. That the white woman is your white woman looking at you like that.
And if we don't see it once a week, it's once a week. It's not a time,
right,
we don't go out there and I don't see that at,
yes,
that corner.
Yes, sir.
Almost every week we out there, it's pointed out. There go another one.
Yep. That's how it is.
And since we on that subject, you rosters is out there that's listening to this,
right,
talk show with them roster plates on your car talking about Bob Marley. Bob Marley wouldn't pass us by without buying a paper.
That's true. I don't understand.
I'm going to put that out there while we out here.
I thought rosters love black people.
You're just as black can be. And at 3 o'clock,
right,
in the morning, you a nigger too. When that,
right,
car pull over and that policeman got that billy club in his hand.
And I thought the rosters love black people and wanted to support black people.
Man, you know how that go. That, again, we back to Willie Lynch letter.
Right, right.
I'm going to keep it fresh for the day 52. Trayvon Martin, those that are still, we say we're going to stay on that subject, go look at your paper, Jessica Club's news. Bill Cosby's statement, I'm going to deal with that later on this week, his statement about the gun. Bill Cosby always has a time of coming out with something, man. Sometimes I'm like Eddie Murphy. Sometimes he just need to eat Jell-O pudding. I'm going to leave that one alone because sometimes,
yeah,
you say stuff that can be tainted. And I understand where,
right,
you're going with the guns, but don't try to train wreck a movement because this ain't your cup of tea. You know, whenever it's,
right,
like, you know, we always think of going something, you know, don't try to act like white folks is always the good. You know, ain't nothing good about them anyway.
That's right.
You know, he always trying to come justify white folks' actions. I get to now, some things he say, you know, when he went to the pulling the pants up, I was with him on that one.
Yes,
and then he gonna come in here try to, you know, to go get on the gun crusade. But the problem is the gun, and people need to know how to learn how to gun. No, yeah, the problem is we dealing with a racist person here.
That's right.
And we need,
that's
to still, don't get off, don't act like that problem don't exist, because you still,
that's
trying,
true,
to sell out concerts, because you know you still do tour and mostly white audience. So don't come with that. I didn't appreciate it at all. But as we keeping up with the case. The judge is trying to be removed from that case because of some ties. So we're going to keep bringing information. I've got to contact a brother on my Facebook page that's down there in Florida because the information coming from CNN is not that
great anymore because they're expecting you all to go back to sleep.
Exactly.
Other announcements for this week, going into the week, stay in tune, pick up your Final Call newspaper from us. You see the brothers out. Make sure you pick up your Final Call newspaper. Come out this Sunday at 11 o'clock this Sunday. And the last Sunday of the month, we're local, your local Nation of Islam here, is sponsoring a Friends and Family event at 801 South 8th Street. 801 South 8th Street. Friends and Families, we're coming out, we're having a social event, service and a social event.
Yes, sir.
Brother God, Brother Rock, you got some stuff planned?
Yeah,
don't ask about retirement again.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, we plan on having some food and little entertainment for our people and games and whatnot. Keep our people entertained while you know while they eat after the service.
Yes, sir. Give them some. Yes, give them some spiritual food and some soul food.
Spiritual food and some soul food.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
All right. So that's the last Sunday of the month. Come on out to the 801 South 8th Street. That date is the April 29th, correct? April 29th.
Yes, sir.
801
yes, sir.
South 8th Street. Come to that. Friends and family, we'd like to invite you all out. Stay tuned to our No Covers. This show is on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. You can repeat it during the day. Pass it on. Stay in touch.
There never was a time that young people committed the crimes that young people are committing today. And paradoxically, there never was a generation as blessed and as wonderful as our young people are today. And so tonight we want to look not at what the problem is, we want to look at why the problem is, and then we want to get to solutions. Whenever a nation's evil outweighs its good, God has always sent down a decree of judgment against that nation. Directly from the lips of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to me, he said, "Brother, they have laid many traps for you." He said, "You will trip them up, but you will never get caught in one of them." He said to me, "There are two of us backing you up, brother, Allah and myself." And I have it further from his mouth that the wicked kill their last messenger or prophet of God when they kill Prophet Jesus, but they will not put that small time stuff over on us today. And if you doubt that I'm from God and God is with me and in me, then I say to the government of America, lose no stone. Do everything you can to destroy me, and watch my God Allah destroy you and all of my enemies. For those of you who thought you would come out here to see a weak, fragile, decrepit Farrakhan, I want you to look again. I'm here, and I'm strong, and I will look down on all of my enemies.
promised me that sit thou at my right hand while I make all your enemies your footstool.